It's Monday. Thanks for starting your week with BYU Idaho Radio Podcasts. I'm Christian Nelson, and these are your evening headlines for Monday, April 8th, 2024. Idaho gas prices are up another 11 cents. According to AAA Idaho, the average for a gallon of regular gasoline jumped $3.78, which is 50 cents more than it was a month ago and 23 cents more than a year ago. The national average is sitting at $3.60 per gallon, which is 6 cents more than a week ago and the same price as a year ago. Idaho ranks 10th in the country for most expensive fuel behind Utah, which has prices at $3.86 a gallon. According to AAA Idaho Public Affairs Director Matthew Condi, the regional refineries are hovering near 80% of production capacity for the third week in a row. The refinery is 9% below production compared to other parts of the country and 7% below what the Rockies refineries were producing last year. He says that the switch to summer blend fuel and the rising demand for gas and higher cost of crude oil points to upward pressure on pump prices this week. Former Young Woman General President Ardith Green Capp passed away on Saturday, March 30th. Sister Capp served as the ninth Young Woman's General President of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints from 1984 to 1992. Her presidency introduced the Young Woman Values and the Personal Progress Program. Sister Capp was born and raised in Glenwood, Alberta, Canada, and worked at her family's country grocery store. She was a second counselor for the Young Woman General Presidency in 1972 under the presidency of President Ruth H. Funk. In 1984, she was called as the Young Woman General President in the same general conference that President Russell M. Nelson and President Dallin H. Oaks were called as members of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. She then accompanied her husband to serve as the mission president for the British Columbia Vancouver Mission. They served from 1992 to 1995 and afterwards served as president and matron for the Cardston Alberta Temple, which is the same temple that they were married in. To learn more about Sister Capp and her service, go to newsroom.churchofjesuschrist.org. Opening statements in the murder trial of Chad Daybell will begin this Wednesday. East Idaho News reports after a week of creating a potential jury pool of 50 people, the prosecution and defense chose 16 jurors each today to excuse, leaving the final 18, 12 jurors, and 6 alternates. Daybell is accused of killing his first wife, Tammy Daybell, in October of 2019 in their home in Salem near Rexburg. He's also accused of conspiring to kill the children of his current wife, Lori Vallow Daybell. J.J. Vallow and Tylee Ryan's remains were found buried in Chad's backyard in June of 2020. Lori was also charged in the case and was found guilty after a 6-week trial last year. She was sentenced to multiple life sentences. She's also facing charges in Arizona, where her fourth husband was killed, and another man who was related to her by marriage at the time was shot at. Jurors in Chad's trial were told to anticipate serving on the jury for 8 to 10 weeks. The trial is happening in Ada County. Chad has pleaded not guilty to all of his charges. Thanks for tuning in. These have been your evening headlines for Monday, April 8th, 2024. You can always check out more news, interviews, and great content on this podcast feed. Just ask Alexa, Google, or Siri to play the latest from BYU Idaho Radio podcasts. Have a great start to your week. For BYU Idaho Radio, I'm Christian Nelson.